Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and we are at Easter weekend, and I want to welcome you, your family, to go to church this weekend to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, and be with us if you would like, if you're able to, Friday night for a Good Friday service. Tomorrow night at 6:30, we're going to have a free dinner, and we're going to have an event called Experience the Passover, and that's at First Baptist Church Fairfax at 6:30 tomorrow night, Friday. And we're going to look at the events of the Last Supper and the things that Jesus did with his disciples, including communion, and how everything in this Passover meal that Jews have celebrated for thousands of years pointed to Christ's death. We'll be doing that Friday. Then on Sunday, there will be a sunrise service at 7 a.m. at First Baptist Fairfax. If that's a little too early for you, I will be preaching at Beach Branch Baptist Church at 9 o'clock a.m., and then our regular 11 o'clock service at First Baptist Church Fairfax. And we welcome you. Maybe you haven't been to church in a while, but Easter Sunday is just such a special time, and we welcome you to be with us. Well, I want to talk about the meaning of the resurrection today. I'm going to look at Romans chapter 6 in just a moment, but we've looked at the evidence for the resurrection, that maybe you are committed to believing that nothing supernatural ever happens, that there's no God, that God never does anything that can't be explained completely by the laws of nature, and that God never intervenes, then you have to deny the resurrection. But other than that kind of absurd commitment that says, here's what I'm going to believe no matter the evidence, if you're open to where the evidence leads, we've seen this week that it points convincingly that Jesus Christ is a man who walked on this earth, claimed to be God, predicted that he would die by crucifixion and on the third day rise from the dead, and then verified that, actually fulfilled that, was completely dead and came back to life, and his body came back to life and he left the tomb. And these are events that were seen by many, many eyewitnesses. This is a matter of historical record, which by any means, even approaching the evidence with skepticism, it stands the test. It would stand up to any regular historical test that this really happened. So what does it mean? Well, it means that Christianity is the true religion. I mean, there's no other way to put it. There's no other name by which men may be saved. This same Jesus who proved he was God told us the Bible is where to find out about who God is and what he wants us to know about him. And he wants us to know that he has good and righteous laws and decrees that we have broken, and we stand guilty before him, and we are headed towards punishment before him. But he has sent Jesus as our substitute, who has taken upon himself the punishment for our sins and has died to pay for our sins, and we can have forgiveness if we trust in him, believe in him as our hope of salvation, then we too can have a resurrection, can experience the resurrection. It's real. Jesus has been resurrected. Jesus promises we too will be resurrected if we have faith in him. Apart from that, we still remain in our sin and will be condemned and judged by God, and we will not partake of the resurrection. So this is, the resurrection means everything. I heard a popular preacher on television a few years ago preaching an Easter message, and he described the events of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And then he began to talk about how the resurrection gives us hope. And I agree with him about that, but then I started getting very upset because of the kind of hope he described. He said, basically, take the whole Easter story as sort of a metaphor. Jesus had a terrible Friday. He died on the cross. He was defeated, and yet he rose up from the dead. He ended up having victory over death. And the same can be true for you in the sense that, this preacher said, you are going through bad times right now. Maybe you've lost a job. Maybe you're going through rough times with your family, a divorce, something. You're downcast. You're defeated. But just like Jesus rose from the dead and his circumstances turned around, you can see your circumstances turn around. Well, that misses the point completely. We can't change the meaning of Easter into just this personal story of how our bad circumstances are going to turn around. That's not what the resurrection is about at all. The resurrection is about hope, though. The resurrection is a message not that your circumstances can turn around just like Jesus's did, but that Jesus' resurrection is in and of itself the good news that there's hope for you. Because Jesus rose from the dead, you too can have a resurrection from the dead. That is the good circumstances that can come your way if you believe in Jesus. Not that it just applies to any kind of earthly bad circumstance, but the fact that you are dead in your sins and guilty before God can be completely turned around because Jesus promises to give you new life through his resurrection. Let me show that to you in Scripture. In Romans chapter 6, Paul writes, "We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Jesus is the one who said, "I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." And Paul explains what that promise is all about. When you trust in Jesus Christ, when you believe in him as your Lord and Savior, when you put your hope of forgiveness of sin in his death and resurrection, here's what happens. In some sense, in a spiritual sense, not literally, but in some kind of mysterious spiritual sense, from God's vantage point, you die with Christ. As Jesus died on the cross, so you die with him. You are then buried with him through baptism. This is I'm a Baptist. I know not all of you are, but this is why we believe in putting a person completely in the water and lifting them out as a picture of being buried with Christ. This is what Paul is saying here in Romans 6, verse 4. And then we come up out of the water picturing that resurrection to new life. So Paul here is talking about a figurative resurrection. When we believe in Christ, we experience a death to our old self, and we're given this new life. Here and now, we begin enjoying this life that is now no longer enslaved by sin. We can actually read and study the Bible and grow in our ability to do what it says. And this is what Joshua 1:8 talks about. This is one of my favorite verses on this program. Remember, Joshua 1:8 says, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." And yet we know that we can't do everything written in the Scriptures. But because of Jesus' death and resurrection, he gives us this new life, this new power to be able, if we're meditating on God's Word, to actually grow daily in our ability to do it. And that leads to a successful, prosperous life, a life that counts for God, a life that matters for something, not for things that are just here today and gone tomorrow, but things of eternal worth, things that bring joy. And so not only when we believe in Christ can we wait for and look forward to the resurrection from the dead, our body too will be raised to life just like Jesus, but also we have this spiritual rebirth where we, through the power of Jesus' resurrection, we too are given new life and can begin to live for God and follow God. If you have questions about this, would like to talk with someone, I invite you anytime to call me. My number is 943-8237. Be happy to talk with you anytime. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.